How would we do? How do we do when the last one receives the same as we do? We can think, here we are, daily Mass. We wouldn't have to be here. It's not an obligation. We started early on, and yet when some come later, maybe at 5 o'clock, how do we respond that they will receive the same as we do, eternal life? Are we envious because God is generous in ways way beyond we can imagine? It's so easy to judge the way the world judges what is fair, what should be given. But God is talking here. Jesus is telling us, the kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Some start right out in the beginning. Others come and work an hour. And God can be generous as he would like to be with each one. It's really not so much a question, huh? When we sit here, where is everyone else? Why aren't they there? Why weren't they there in the morning to be hired right off the bat? Why were they lazy? That's really not the question. The question is, why are we here? And it's not our idea. This is way more about God and his stirring within us, giving us the gift of faith. It's not our idea. It's his. And we simply respond to his generosity. So how envious are we with the generosity of God, with the generosity of others? We see someone whose life seems to be better than ours is in a particular area. How envious do we become? Envy just sucks life right out of us because we don't see the good we have. Instead, we see what we don't have. And then we don't have a grateful heart. We don't thank God for what we have because we want something else. Because the landowner here did not cheat anyone. He was more generous with some than others. But he was always generous to each. He didn't have to hire anyone, but he hired them all. So before we judge too quickly, remember, the last can be first, and the first can be last.